Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in this spirit.
Satisfying us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving
and raise a loud shout with songs.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
A morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly and in your service find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Psalm 144, a prayer for the nation.
Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke.
Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My rock and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues the peoples under me. O Lord, what are human beings that you regard them, or mortals that you think of them? They are like a breath, their days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Make the lightning flash and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Set me free and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hand of aliens, whose mouth speak lies, and whose right hands are false. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, the one who gives victory to kings, who rescues his servant David. Rescue me from the cruel sword, and deliver me from the hand of aliens, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hands are false. May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the building of a palace. May our barns be filled with produce of every kind. May our sheep increase by thousands, by 10,000s in our fields. And may our cattle be heavy with young. May there be no breach in the walls, no exile, and no cry of distress in our streets. Happy are the people to whom such blessings fall. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke.
The reading today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is new. God has done it all. He sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. And he has given us the work of making peace between himself and others. What we mean is that God was in Christ, offering peace and forgiveness to the people of this world. And he has given us the work of sharing his message about peace. We were sent to speak for Christ, and God is begging you to listen to our message. We speak for Christ and sincerely ask you to make peace with God. Christ never sinned, but God treated him as a sinner so that Christ could make us acceptable to God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sin. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration of Jenny Fowler Willig. Jenny Fowler Willig stood convinced, based upon her reading of scripture, that those errors in the history of Christianity fostering disdain for women were times of retrograde Christianity. The Bible is a woman's Magna Carta, she wrote. Women never had and never can have a firmer, better friend than the Son of Mary. A colic for Jenny Fowler Willig. God, our teacher, from whom comes all true knowledge, so bind your words to our lives and write them on the tablets of our hearts, that we may not be swayed by false winds, and grant us faithful guides like your servant, Jenny Fowler Willig, that our path to you may be straight and sure through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for the recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly powers, by the might of your command, You drive away from our bodies all sickness and all infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift up today, that their weaknesses may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Colic of the week. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiven us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and given us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
A prayer for a birthday. O God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servant celebrating birthdays this day as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to thee, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly thine, utterly dedicated unto thee, and then use us, we pray thee, as thou wilt, and always to thy glory and the welfare of thy people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
A concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen.